Hey, good morning and welcome in. It's now 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, WRJZ. This is Joy Radio. This is the Bob Bell Show. We're underway. Good to have you along for Tuesday. Can you believe it's already June 16th? Mercy. Past the halfway point of June 2026. And it does feel wonderful out there. Were you surprised when you walked out, Dave? It was like, Mike Witcher said so. It's like, 63 degrees. In Powell, 61. In Carnes, 61. In Oak Ridge, 60. In Morgan County, at the Morgan County Correction Facility today, it's 59. No, I didn't call the inmates. I checked in with one of the guards. We're good. For However, I will say, one of the inmates was talking the other day, and I thought this was beautiful. He was talking about his grandchildren. He had a chance to speak on the phone to his grandchildren, 11-year-old twins. He said, the first 11-year-old twin got on the phone and said, Papa, I'm going to be baptized. And he started to weep. See, he hasn't ever seen him, really. And he said, that's the happiest you could possibly, that's the best thing you could ever say to me. And he named her name. But then her twin sister got on the phone and said, you know what? I'm going to be baptized too. I got saved. See, God's doing something. So I don't know what his situation was. When you're in prison and you're ministering, one of the things you never do, there's a lot of things you never do. For instance, I would never wear a Tennessee logo or any other logoed shirt inside a prison complex facility. That's against the rules. You don't do that. So why is that? Because different logos mean different things to different gangs. They just do. I don't know if Tennessee has anything to do. It doesn't matter. Just don't do it. Don't wear Nike swoops. Don't wear Adidas stuff for sure. Don't wear any of that stuff. Don't be a distraction. Plain clothing, plain jeans. I even learned don't wear dark jeans like I have on and a lighter shirt, because most of their trousers are darker jeans with some sort of lighter shirt, lighter color. In other words, you blend in with the population. You don't want to do that. You want to look a little bit different. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting. From WRJZ and 102.5 FM, David Jeremiah is coming up at 9:30 this morning. I thought this would be good to start off with. Something to give you a hold of. How are we doing with the love one another's? Are we loving one another? Are we doing so? Here's a great thought from David.
Paul explains that you can have every spiritual gift that you can imagine, but if you don't have love, you've missed it all. God gives agape love as his perfect gift. So it's the priority commandment. It's the perfect gift, but it's also the permanent virtue. Read through that chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. It's often read at weddings to describe what love is supposed to be like. When you get to the end of it, in a summary statement, the apostle says, and now abide faith, hope, and love. And what is the rest of it? Verse 13 says, but the greatest of these is love. Finally, and this is the thing I think shocks a lot of people, love is the proof of your faith. You want to know if somebody's a Christian? Here's how you tell. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another.
Thank you, David. See, that's what's interesting. When you go to prison, you learn that kind of love. You don't ask the person, what'd you do, George? That's not what you're there for. You're there to love them in the name of Christ. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. More coming up next. Who's the most expert bagger in a grocery store in the state of Tennessee? We'll tell you next.
I'll be back.
And just like that, he's back. Bob Bell.
WRJZ, good morning. 63 degrees. Now, what you learned from, what you heard from the Liberty Council a moment ago, and what's happening in Seattle, Washington. By the way, the church there is almost like an underground church. They're active, but they've basically been told to hush and don't go out in public and say anything. Because they might disagree with what you have to say if you're speaking from Scripture. You know, that's the way it happens. But they keep talking. They keep speaking the truth in love. They don't speak the truth in meanness. They speak the truth in love. There's a big difference. I mean, you can be insufferable, and you can be a Karen, as it were, although I still resent that because my sister-in-law's name is Karen. She's a wonderful person. But you could be the type of person who can irritate somebody just by the way that you talk. Or you could decide to season your speech with salt, but not sugar things down. There's a big difference there, too. Don't dilute the message. However, speak the truth in love. From WRJZ, here's a good congratulations going out to a young man who's going to be quite industrious. He's going to go to college. Food City employee has been crowned Tennessee's best bagger. Now, best bagger means you could bag the most groceries in the least amount of time. This is a young man from Chattanooga, Tennessee, named William Carter, C-A-R-D-E-R. Carter won his prize on June 4th, $2,000 in scholarships. Right away, William. Off he goes. According to Tennessee Grocers and Convenience Store Association, William Carter is eligible to compete at the national competition in Las Vegas come next February. All right. Go get him, William. We're excited about that. Again, people continue to discover America. I thought it was interesting. I'll play this again next hour just so you don't miss it. But Dave, I thought it would be good to play the soundbite of the montage that we have that's really good of different people who have come from mostly the British Isles and several other places throughout Europe and have discovered America.
For years, Europeans have made fun of America. The giant supermarkets, the portion sizes, the flags on every corner, the patriotism. Anything you could think of, Europeans have probably said it about America.
And the fact that Americans can't seem to do anything quietly. But now, the World Cup has arrived in America.
Millions of people are seeing America up close for the very first time.
Minds are being changed.
I'm blown.
Blown.
We are James and Shana, a British couple that have travelled almost 20 states in an RV, and we have fallen head over heels for America.
Fans from all around the world are arriving here in the U.S. for the World Cup, and they just can't seem to get enough of American culture.
That's right. Their fascination with what we find mundane is getting a lot of laughs from 7-Eleven Big Gulps to ranch dressing on French fries and Taco Bell cuisine. International visitors are going wild over their experience in the States so far.
Hash browns with gravy and eggs. She also grabbed some Twinkies and combos. I haven't had combos in so long from a convenience store, saying, I feel like I'm in a movie. And ranch dressing apparently blew her mind. She declared in caps, Europe, we need ranch ASAP.
The Europeans that have come over are just obsessed with our American culture. Have you been watching this? Take a look at this. This fan shared his first 1 a.m. Waffle House experience, rating it a 10 out of 10. We'll be coming back. Another fan discovering Big Gulp.
We are living in the greatest country in the world, the most wealthy country in the world, and the most fun country in the world. It's no argument. That's not an opinion. That's a stone-cold fact, Aisha. Two fairly nondescript teams who've never won a World Cup before, Mexico and South Africa, they drew 1.2 billion, that's billion with a B, viewers globally, 18 million viewers here on Fox Sports in the U.S. and Telemundo, which is pretty good when you consider that was a Thursday afternoon when many people are at work. I can only imagine what the viewership was like for the U.S. game.
Hey, when you see those who are not from around here, perhaps they're speaking German, perhaps they're speaking French, perhaps they are speaking the King's English, as it were, be kind to them, would you? A lot of them have said one of the things they're most enamored with is the fact that Americans will speak to them. I love that. I love that they say that about us. Let's keep it up. 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, I got traffic, I got weather, I got much, much more coming up. 865-342-5620. If you're not originally from the South, what have you discovered about the South? Tell me at 865-342-5620.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Love one another as Christ has loved you. That's the power of love at WRJZ Joy Radio, 622 at WRJZ. Welcome in. It's a pleasure to have you on the number. Open 865-342-5620. What is your favorite Bible story from when you were a kid? Tell me. I thought about this because I got a phone call last night, and my six-year-old grandson, Alex, says, "Papa, we need to have a discussion." I went, "Uh-oh, a discussion." It's a new word he's learned, you know. So a six-year-old learns a new word, I mean, they're going to use it. They're going to use it a lot. A discussion. And I said, "Okay." But first, I want a Bible story. I said, "Okay." I'm thinking he's going to ask for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or David and the Giant. Nope. He is stuck on Samson and Delilah. I mean, why not? There's romance and intrigue, betrayal, taking a jawbone of a donkey and taking out 1,000 Philistines. I mean, it's, you know, it's quite a deal. But I do tell the ending and how when he got up that day, after his hair was cut off, he did not know that the power of the Lord had departed from him. And I said it just like that. And he goes, "Oh." I said, "Yeah, that's trouble. When you don't know that the power of God has departed from you, you're in a mess." So we told him that, but that was his favorite. What's yours? 865-342-5620. When you were a little girl or a little boy, and you were in this vacation Bible school mode, or perhaps you went to summer camps, whatever the case, but what was your favorite Bible story? Now, the beautiful things about Bible stories, they're true. Whether it's Jonah being swallowed by a huge fish and being spit out on dry land, then going to Nineveh as he was supposed to in the first place and preaching and yet still being disturbed that God gave them a semblance of grace. He didn't like that because these Ninevites, especially the leaders thereof, were known for cruelty. So what was your favorite Bible story? 865-342-5620. When you wake up this morning and step outside, though, you're going to notice some fresh air. This is good. For those of you who happen to be visiting from a European country, this is not normal. This is June 16th, right now, 62 degrees in downtown Knoxville. Very little humidity, very little cloud cover. Sunrise has already occurred. Sunrise at 6:17 this morning. Sunset will be close to 9 o'clock tonight. Getting very close to the longest day of the year. So I love it's probably 8:56 or 8:50, somewhere around there. That being said, it's a great day to enjoy the day. You'll get out and enjoy it today, but breathe easy. So I ran into some other videos of Europeans. I think these were people from Scotland who had come to the United States. They got off the plane in their kilts, but they lost their luggage. So they walked around the first day. Before they get back to the airport and get their luggage that had been lost, they walked around Boston in their first day in the United States in their kilts the whole day. We're talking about men. But you know what? It was beautiful because some of them had in their carry-on like a bagpipe. So they played the bagpipe. People cheered them. People talked to them. People welcomed them. They were warmly welcomed. You heard some of them talk about going to the Waffle House. By the way, is there any Waffle Houses in Boston? There were some people who ended up at the Auburn site, that is Auburn, Alabama, is one of the places where the World Cup is being played. They said they learned a lot just being down in Alabama. You see, what they've heard about American culture is just what the dominant media culture has put out there. So they think it's all New York and L.A. That's all they know. Maybe a little Chicago sprinkled in. They don't know. They don't know what it's like to go to the Mentor Market. Down in Mentor, that's adjacent to Louisville. By the way, we say our S here in Tennessee. At the Mentor Market's first place, I had a fried bologna sandwich. Oh, boy. Now, this was about 35 years ago, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack then, but it was because it was so good. Fried bologna sandwich. Oh, boy. With lots of cheese. Maybe it's the conversation inside the Mentor Market or Ciderville Music. Some of them were talking about what a grand place it was to go to Bucky's. And that's all fine. That's a huge place. But they were enamored with the fact that you could get a brisket sandwich at Bucky's and fill up your tank, along with 1,000 other people that are there. Then there's a gift shop. You can get beaver nuggets. You can get all different kinds of things that you can snack on, and beef jerky by the millions. Those from different lands have never seen stuff like that. But I also ran into a couple of Brits who had seen the Grand Canyon for the first time. You know what they did? These are two boys, I say boys, in their 20s. Obviously, they got more money than got anything because they've flown over here from England. They've been in the United States for a couple of weeks now for the World Cup. They went to the Arizona venue to see some of the soccer matches there. And they went to the Grand Canyon and they cried. They captured on video the first time they ever saw the canyon. They did not want anybody to tell them. They did not want anybody to show them any other pictures. They've seen some pictures. But this young man, in all honesty, he said, when I saw it, he said, America, this is beautiful. You don't know what you have. I wonder if we do. Maybe we don't. You're hearing people like him say things like, this is the most beautiful country. Maybe we take it for granted. In the same way, do we take our salvation for granted? We have been given God's gift of salvation, a place that will end up in heaven. I'll be there in a place that's so beautiful, I don't even have words for it. There aren't adequate words. There's descriptions, there's streets of gold, there's these beautiful pearly gates that really man's words cannot capture. But on the other hand, do I take it for granted? Do I shrug my shoulders and, well, Jesus died on the cross for me, that's good. No, instead, the reaction ought to be, Jesus paid the ultimate price for me, therefore, because of that, I will do whatever he calls me to do. Coming up, look at news, national and international news, a lot of international news going on from the G7 as well. Brought to you by Fleet Tire. For those of you traveling through, if you're from Europe, stop in a Fleet Tire and get you a set of new Michelins. They'll take care of you.
Make us your soundtrack for summer. This is Joy Radio.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Good you or evil, a victory win. There's wonderful power in the blood.
All right, sing along with her. Morning, East Tennessee. Welcome in. WRJZ, Joy Radio. 6:35, now 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. The New York Gothams, later known as the New York Giants baseball team, admitted all ladies for free to the ballpark on this date in 1883. It was the first Ladies' Day. So that was back in the day. They knew the difference. You know, you're a lady, you're not. You're a lady, okay, you're not. Okay. You didn't have to ask. Well, just saying. It was a different day. It was a different day. I was reading this earlier. This is saddening. Remember we had Bonnie Tyler's 75th birthday the other day? Total eclipse of the heart. It's a heartache and all that. She has been in a medically induced coma for some time. In a statement released yesterday on Bonnie Tyler's official website, her family shared that while she is no longer unconscious, she's been awakened from the coma, she remains very unwell and is receiving intensive care treatment at a hospital in Portugal. That's where she is. They noted that although her condition is gradually improving, doctors say, man, it's going to take a while.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
The family and the associates all remain hopeful that the performances planned for the autumn will proceed. In other words, they think maybe she could be out of the bed and ready to perform in the fall. Well, I hope so. She's 75. Meanwhile, the first roller coaster was unleashed on this date in 1884. I wonder what that was like. It was at Coney Island, New York, which somehow I knew that. I don't know why I knew that, but I knew that. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, this date, 1941, ordered the closure of the German consulates in the United States as the war heated up. Meanwhile, Joan Van Ark turns 83 today. Remember us talking about her, Knots Landing? She starred in several others, but most known for her part in Knots Landing. 83 today at WRJZ, Joy Radio. Roberto Duran turned 75 today. It was he who was being beaten up at one point in time in a big, big boxing match that was hyped beyond belief. He looks up and says, no mas. He's the no mas guy because he was about to be knocked out and he knew it. And that was wise of him. People said, oh, that was chicken. No, that was smart. I mean, you know, it's a sport. It's not necessarily meant for you to be killed. Meanwhile, in the UFC fight on the White House lawn back on Sunday, a lot of people are still talking about this. Of course, there's some people complaining about it. And I thought, well, now during the previous administration, on the same White House lawn, we had people who were transvestites who undressed themselves on the White House lawn, and it was supposed to be okay. Meanwhile, you had a UFC fight for America 250, all about freedom, America's 250th birthday and the president's birthday and Flag Day. And that's probably why there's a lot of, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Meanwhile, Gino Vannelli is 74 today. Remember him? Singer, songwriter. You may remember him best for this one. Gino Vannelli, 74. More coming up in a few moments at WRJZ Joy Radio. What's your favorite Bible story? 865-342-5620.
The truth.
Actually, you can handle the truth, and you'll get it right here with Bob Bell.
Welcome to the Bob Bell Show. We call it the Bell House. Come on in. Yeah, it's okay to wipe your feet. Question, do you ask people to take their shoes off when they come in your house? Some people do. It's okay. I don't. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, we're still asking the question, what is your favorite Bible story from when you were a kid? This is VBS time. As a matter of fact, Tanya Stout Brown and I did a tribute last Tuesday to those of you great VBS workers. We may even still have the music to it. I don't know. But we really do appreciate so many of you VBS workers. How you paint yourself up in the latest caricature. Maybe you dress up like the whale. Maybe you try to rearrange the Kool-Aid to where the kids are not drinking the red dye. That would be good. Maybe you're trying to serve up celery instead of cookies for refreshments. Well, bless your heart. How's that going to go? But many of you are working with skint knees, hurt feelings, uproarious laughter, but still trying to explain what kind of jawbone Samson took and defeated 1,000 Philistines. A jawbone of a what now? And you know you're going to say donkey. That's right. Because you're thinking one step ahead of that six-year-old. That three-year-old. Those four-year-olds. Bless your heart. Working. Toiling away. In VBS. God bless you. All of you. Methalu Babstaterians. All of you. We're so pleased for you. Meanwhile. Front WRJZ, Joy Radio, 102.5 FM. This is the Summer of Liberty, brought to you in part by Ogle's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls. Up there, Glades Road, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We may head up there this coming August, do a special edition of the Bob Bell Show, Gatlinburg edition. I think that's great. It's time for us to hit the road. Meanwhile, it's also brought to you by Dickensturf and Landscape Supply. You heard them just a moment ago. They are moving to their new location in Knoxville to Kingston Pike where Mayo Garden Center was. If you go down Emory Road, you're right, Dave. I think that's where the Mayo was there. But whatever it is, they've got one in Powell and another location that opened last year in Maryville. So they're all set and ready to go. Just in mind, it's got it going. And that's the place for my tractor and lawn equipment. That's where it gets maintenance. But they can really help you out with how to grow grass the right way. What do you do in a drought? They've got all the information for that, too. It's a very dry morning. That's why it's cool today. Also brought to you by Cedar Springs Christian Store, David Jeremiah's latest book, Shaken, 40% off there. There's many other items. They've got some USA merch we're going to give away sometime this month. We may do the Summer of Liberty America 250 Trivia. We may have some trivia questions to ask in terms of history of this great nation of ours. I think that's great. But to look back on what has happened down through the history, even the fighting of a civil war, partially to rid ourselves of slavery or the practice thereof. There have been many nations and many societies that have employed safety throughout the thousands of years of recorded history. They have recorded slavery throughout their history. Slavery has been a part of everything. It doesn't make it right. Of course it's not right to own another human being. That's terrible. To treat them as property, that's awful. In some societies today, they still treat women as property. Women are not real people. And that's how they're viewed. You can guess what I'm talking about. So in slavery, in this nation, there was a war that was fought, though. And it was waged. So that, part of the reason is, there's many other reasons, by the war between the states was more than just slavery. However, that took the forefront. But slavery had to be done away with. And it is because, again, many pulpits around the United States were aflame with God's righteousness. The French man in the 1700s who wanted to know what the greatness of America was about had a much deeper thought than did some of the people who are visiting for the World Cup, which I certainly appreciate the people visiting for the World Cup. He said, I wonder what it was. Was it the natural resources? Was it the type of government? No. He said, when I did go to the church, though, and I saw her pulpits aflame with righteousness, then I understood the greatness of America. And I thought, yes. For WRJZ, 6:48, 12 minutes now away from 7 o'clock. Charles Stanley's got Food for the Soul coming up in just a few moments. The Bob Bell Show continues. What was your favorite Bible story growing up? 865-342-5620.
How you doing?
We are doing great because Bob Bell is on the mic.
He bore all of my burdens. Yeah, my debt has been paid. Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave.
Rise up.
He has all of my worship, all the honor and praise.
For sure.
I've got joy because I've got Jesus.
For WRJZ. Joy Radio, 102.5 FM. In Sevier County, we're at 99.5. All over the world, WRJZ.com. All over East Tennessee, AM 620. I mean, thousands upon thousands of people still hear us on AM radio. Well, nobody listens to AM radio anymore.
Wrong.
Wrongo. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
How are you doing, Tanya?
I saw the most spectacular sky on the way in. It was just beautiful.
It is. It really is. It's a gorgeous time.
Just the spray of clouds across the sky and colors and, whew, God's good.
Yeah. I mean, and the way it feels, too. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, one of us needs to go down because my voice is bouncing off the wall and into her microphone, and she's plenty loud. She's good. Yeah. That works good. There, see?
I'm plenty loud. Boy, nobody ever said that before.
I know how to compliment my friends. She's plenty loud.
No, God being the creator, the first time I went to a dramatic arts conference, they talked about that. God is the original creator. And, you know, so we should be creative for the creator.
Exactly. And you are. You know, I was sitting there thinking about some of the other people that I know that have a great creators. They're able to write music.
Mm.
They're able to, boy, that's a whole nother gift.
I know. You have to have, your mind has to work a certain way to be able to put all that together.
But you have a way of being able to see something and then write it down. And when I look at it, it makes sense. And I can understand the description. A guy like me. So
I'm really good at writing on a fourth grade level.
And I'm the person who came up with the word womany.
Womany?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
When I was putting on my wife's perfume one day, we were getting ready to go on a middle-aged date,
mm-hmm.
which basically is we were going to a funeral and then Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
So,
I feel you.
this is years ago, too. So I was getting ready. It was after work, and I had been out in the yard, and I'd taken a shower. And came back in, put some good clothes on so we can go to the funeral,
mm-hmm.
and to the Cracker in the Barrel. And so I sprayed on some of her perfume because I said, you know, that doesn't smell too womany. Now, feminine would have been the correct word.
What perfume was it?
I don't know. I still to this day don't know. She threw her little hands on her hip. She goes, you are the weirdest man I have ever known. This is 20 years ago. So I came on the air and I said, listeners, I just want a survey at 865-342-5620. Did I do something wrong? I mean, I put some of her perfume on, but it did not smell that womany.
Well, you have to be securing your manhood to do that, I
For
think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You're going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
But
you
mean,
know you're going to be hugging a lot of people.
Exactly.
So.
I want to smell good.
Here's the tip that I just recently learned. You're supposed to put, in this day and age, so many people have allergies and are allergic to different perfumes and things
yes.
like that. If you're going to wear it, you put it on the back of your neck.
Yes.
And that way, the only people who smell it are the people who lean in to hug you.
And that's what I did. It wasn't the back of my neck. It was kind of like the side right here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sprayed one little spritz.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father-in-law is one of those who is allergic.
You don't want a whole bunch of any kind of cologne at all because he wouldn't be able to breathe.
See, in the 80s, the thing was for your fragrance to remain in the room after you walked out.
Many of us left a trail. Jovan Musk for men, right here.
Yeah, I'd love to know what perfume you put on that was so womany.
I don't know what it was
like,
called.
Was it Elizabeth Taylor White Diamonds?
I'll have to ask her.
Okay.
But that's what I smelled it first.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's not too womany. When I told Marcy Sither that, one of our authors, you know, mm-hmm. locally, she died laughing. Womany. I said, well, that's...
Womany.
Yeah. See, when you get a caveman from Seymour, that's how he talks. Not too womany. It's okay.
I think it's a good word. I think it's
not too womany.
It's womany, so it's good.
It sounds like what a middle-aged man from Seymour would say.
Yeah. Well, you know, those dates, the funeral, the Cracker Barrel, I totally get that. Because when we want to live it up, we're going to go to Ollie's.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, see what kind of discounts we can get into, read the books, and then we'll go somewhere exotic like Cracker Barrel.
You know. Speaking of creative people, you know whose birthday it is?
Who?
Lori Metcalf. Lori Metcalf was on her. Roseanne, of course, won all kinds of Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
But she was, I thought she was better as Sheldon Cooper's mom on The Big Bang Theory.
I don't know who wrote the script for her, but she was amazing. So much like every church lady you ever knew growing up, who was highly offensive, but honestly had no idea she was offensive.
Nope. Didn't intend to.
Loved everybody.
Sure.
No clue.
But would cut you to pieces with her words.
Yeah.
Not even know it. She looked over at Rajesh Kuchipali and said, mm-hmm. Now in a minute, we're going to say in Jesus' name, you and Wolowitz feel free to just mm-hmm. lay out of that when it's okay, unless the Spirit hits you.
Yeah.
He said, I would love for our preacher to take a run at whatever kind of demons are running around inside of that third world. Mine. Still can't talk to the girls, huh?
No, but she absolutely nailed that character.
She studied something.
Yeah, if you want a good laugh, look up Laurie Metcalf in Big Bang Theory. You'll see a lot of YouTube videos because she has a lot of classic moments.
71 today. WRJZ Joy Radio, 102.5 FM. This is WRJZ Knoxville, also the home of Tanya Stout Brown.
Howdy, y'all.
The Bob Bell Show is underway. Fox News update coming your way. And then more to come right here at WRJZ. Later on, Michael Holtz will help us talk about men's health.
Yay.
Taking care of ourselves. WRJZ Joy Radio, good morning and welcome in. It's now 7:04, 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. The temperature, a glorious 62. It's another, see, every time Woo! You show up, it's great.
Let's just break out the pumpkin spice. I'm so ready.
Pumpkin spice.
Yes, sir.
That's so Tanya Stout Brown.
It's so good.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. So anyway, here's the deal. We have all these people that have come over for the World Cup. This is mm-hmm. great. Whether it's from Europe or other nations around the world, the World's Cup is here. And there are a lot of, especially Brits and Scotsmen and some other people who have their teams here. Like the Scots have a team in the World Cup competing with a real chance to win for the first time in 27 years.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You could fit what I know about soccer inside of a thimble. Like I literally had to the other night. I had to call Carlos Lopez. Vamos balls, that guy. I had to call Carlos Lopez up and say, how come the match ended right on that goal when the United States defeated Paraguay 4-1? I didn't know. And he said, well, there was time on the clock, but that was that it had expired, but that play was still in progress, so the refs weren't going to blow it dead till after the end of the play.
The rules are a little different.
So if you have an injury timeout, you don't call timeout. The clock keeps rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You add 4 minutes to it, or however long that little injury timeout took. And so you see this plus four, and I go, what? because that's...
Overly complicated.
Well, for me, I'm a football player, for heaven's sake.
But you were talking about the impression of people coming here from other countries. Did you see the video of the guys in Costco?
I want to play something for you. This is okay. A montage. These are some Brits. This one... is a couple that's already traveled to several venues. Listen to what they say about what they have seen so far in America.
For years, Europeans have made fun of America. The giant supermarkets, the portion sizes, the flags on every corner, the patriotism. Anything you could think of, Europeans have probably said it about America.
And the fact that Americans can't seem to do anything quietly. But now, the World Cup has arrived in America.
Millions of people are seeing America up close for the very first time.
Minds are being changed.
I'm blown.
Blown.
We are James and Shana, a British couple that have travelled almost 20 states in an RV, and we have fallen head over heels for America.
Fans from all around the world are arriving here in the U.S. for the World Cup, and they just can't seem to get enough of American culture.
That's right. Their fascination with what we find mundane is getting a lot of laughs from 7-Eleven Big Gulps to ranch dressing on French fries and Taco Bell cuisine.
Mm.
International visitors are going wild over their experience in the States so far.
Hash browns with gravy and eggs. She also grabbed some Twinkies and combos. I haven't had combos in so long from a convenience store, saying, I feel like I'm in a movie. And ranch dressing apparently blew her mind. She declared in caps, Europe, we need ranch ASAP.
The Europeans that have come over are just obsessed with our American culture. Have you been watching this? Take a look at this. This fan shared his first 1 a.m. Waffle House experience, rating it a 10 out of 10. We'll be coming back. Another fan discovering Big Gulp.
We are living in the greatest country in the world, the most wealthy country in the world, and the most fun country in the world. It's no argument. That's not an opinion. That's a stone-cold fact, Aisha. Two fairly nondescript teams who've never won a World Cup before, Mexico and South Africa, they drew 1.2 billion, that's billion with a B, viewers globally, 18 million viewers here on Fox Sports in the U.S. and Telemundo, which is pretty good when you consider that was a Thursday afternoon when many people are at work. I can only imagine what the viewership was like for the U.S. game.
Wow. That's just a little taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I told the story about a half hour ago of a British young man who came to the Grand Canyon for the first time. He had himself videoed without having any preclusion. Just go straight to it and video his reaction. He started crying.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'd never seen anything like, well, none of us had.
I follow a couple of Brits who talk about how they didn't understand that every state in America is like a different country.
Yep. It's totally
and it's
different
true.
World.
Every time you cross, and they started out in North Carolina, went through the South, and then they went to Las Vegas.
Totally different
completely
world.
Completely different experience. And from there to New York.
Completely different world.
Completely
from
different
Vegas.
World. Mm-hmm.
For WRJZ Joy Radio. All right, folks, we're going to talk about a couple of things that are very important. We're going to try to keep our men healthy. And we're going to get you to drop your pride. We're going to understand why it's important to have male friendship. You know, the dudes, you could actually just tell something. You women do it well. We tend not to.
It's true.
Well, it's just true. More on that. Michael Holtz, my chronologically advanced friend, is going to be with us.
Long time. Long time friend. That's
is that what say you?
Yeah. Long time.
That's why you're the creative director. My long time friend, Michael Holtz, he returns back with us in just a few moments. It's now 7:10.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Bob Bell is back on the air.
It's the guts and it's the glory. 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's them handwritten letters from home. It's them sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
WRJZ Joy Radio. The Summer of Liberty is here, brought to you in part by Ogle's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls. I finally learned how to say that. Ogle's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls.
You learned how to say it?
Without stumbling over.
Because it's like a tongue twister. Ogle's Yodel.
On Glades Road, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in the Arts and Crafts District.
Mm.
Yeah. They make it takes 3 hours.
Oh.
inherit. Oh, and it's natural sugars. It's not the bleached sugars.
Wait, what
it's not
takes
the bleached
3 hours
to making make the big batch of cinnamon rolls?
Wow.
Because they
let
they
it
make,
rise and
well, they make small batches too. Mm-hmm. They don't make big batches
because they feel like there's a field trip.
Well, I'm telling you, in August, I think
yeah, I'm just sitting here going, I think we might need to go up there and do a remote soon.
See, I think in August we'll go do a remote. Now, Jenny is lobbying hard for it to be a Monday.
No, you don't want to do that. You want it to be on a Tuesday, a Tanya Tuesday.
So you can have kind of a runway to, you
exactly,
know,
you need
tomorrow,
a runway to this big event.
Tomorrow
so.
We're going to Gatlinburg for the Bob Bell Show.
All right.
Michael Holtz is with us. Michael, tell people who you're with.
Professionally, I am with ORAU, and cancer advocacy-wise, I am with Fight Colorectal Cancer and Man Up to Cancer.
So you're telling guys, and I have taken this to heart because you've encouraged me over the years. Just had my colonoscopy a few months ago, everything clear.
Woo-hoo.
But I'll go back, you know, in 5 years, check that out again.
Absolutely.
It's all written down, we make sure.
Yeah.
But one of the nicest words you can hear from him is to hear, we'll see in 5 years.
Absolutely. Favorite phrase in the world.
Yeah.
But if you have a few polyps in there and you get those taken care of, you nip it in the bud, as it say, that's important. Tell people why. What happens if you just let things go?
So if you let things go, those polyps are going to turn into cancer. And as a 14-year survivor of stage 3B rectal cancer, I can assure you, you don't want none of that.
I mean, I remember you going through that. I remember when you first got the diagnosis. But you had a great story. You wanted to let the people around you know, and your wife was just walking in lockstep with you. That's huge. But the people around you had to know, we're going to approach this a certain way. What
Absolutely.
Was your approach?
So just for a little backstory, I was diagnosed on March 27th, 2012. I was 43. So getting a colonoscopy at 43 was unusual because
sure.
even then the screening guidelines were 50.
50,
so,
yeah.
But there was blood in the toilet, and Dr. Michael West, who we both know,
right.
Was my doctor, and he said, you're getting a colonoscopy. If there's blood in the toilet, you're getting a colonoscopy.
For sure.
Questions. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen any as much today, and we can talk more about that. But so get a colonoscopy, see cancer, you know, on the scope. You can see it in my rectum,
mm-hmm.
About a 6-inch tumor.
Wow.
And we get in the car, and after we get, you know I have cancer. We don't know the stage. We don't know prognosis. We don't know anything.
It's early. It's early.
Like hour one,
right,
of knowing that we have this.
You're numb.
And
imagine.
We're sitting in the car, and Bob, Tanya, like this sense of peace just washed over our car while we were sitting there.
I believe that.
And I looked at Sarah and I said, we're going to be okay.
Wow.
And she said, I know. And like it was like God in that moment just bathed our car in this sense of just, I got this.
Mm.
And, you know, the one thing I ask, basically, and it's the one thing, you know, was to be positive about it and
right.
to be open about it.
From your family members and from,
yeah.
and from friends, too.
So we called everybody, but we called my in-laws, and they knew I was getting a colonoscopy. We had just celebrated my birthday. My birthday was March 22nd.
43.
And, when we told my mother-in-law, you could hear her physically over the chest. We were afraid of that. And we both said, we were in the car, and Sarah and I looked at each other, and we were like, how in the world? And because when I did the consultation before getting the scope, the Dr. Chobanian never said word one.
Dr. C.
I love Dr. Chobanian. It's the bomb.
He is.
Never said word one about cancer. He was like, yeah, it's probably IBS. Maybe it's celiac disease. We're diagnosing that more and
right.
more in young people.
Sure.
You know, we'll go in, we'll figure it out. Everything will be fine. So, turns out it's cancer. My mother-in-law apparently has been harboring this fear for several weeks that I'm going to get a cancer diagnosis.
I mean, she does love you.
And she does love me.
Yeah.
God love her, you know. And Sarah just stopped and said, now listen.
I could just hear.
we are going through this with a positive attitude. Where, you know, we don't even know what's coming. We have no idea. And being afraid of what's coming isn't helpful. Being negative about this isn't helpful. So here's your choice. You know, you can be positive with us and you can walk alongside us and be helpful, or you can sit there and be negative and we'll see you when it's over.
Basically. Wow. We got more to ask you coming up. You stay right there. Don't you move. Don't you move.
You went on to become an incredible
advocate.
An advocate.
Yes, absolutely.
And a warrior.
I've seen pictures in the gym.
We respect you for that. Oh, yes.
That man's a fighter, I'm telling you.
And he's a gym rat, too.
I mean, yeah.
He can't help it. For WR, do you think that just happens? I mean, you know. Look at the dude. For WRJZ, 718, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, Pray Tennessee time, brought to you by Knoxville Wholesale Furniture in our partnership. It is, of course, Pat Paulus is going to pray for one of our senators in the state of Tennessee, State Senator Ken Yeager. When we return in just a few moments, at WRJZ Joy Radio, Michael Holtz picks up the story from there and moves forward.
To infinity and beyond.
From East Tennessee to the outer edges of awesome, it's the Bob Bell Show.
In a universe not too far from here, many of you are going through vacation Bible school.
Mm-hmm.
You're cleaning up some spit up. You're cleaning up some Kool-Aid.
You're cleaning up that friend drama that hits at about fourth grade.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does.
It's amazing.
Sometimes that's the biggest mess to clean up of all.
And if you think that's just girls, you're wrong.
It is not. Mm-hmm.
It is boys.
It is boys. Speaking of boys, see, we're talking about men's health.
Yes.
And we've got Michael Holtz, who's an incredible cancer advocate. Is that what we say?
Yep, that is
a cancer advocate.
Yes.
I mean, and you've really gotten in the trenches since your diagnosis. I guess you had no idea when you got that diagnosis where that was going to lead.
I had no idea. Of course, you know, at the time, I guess, ironically, I was working for the American Cancer Society.
Yes.
So I knew, because I had trained cancer advocates to talk to lawmakers and to talk to the media. So I just turned what I was doing for other people inward and said,
yeah, this is the research we need for this.
You know, you teach people how to do this. And that's exactly right. It's like, I knew the research. I knew, you know, the screening guidelines. And so I just took all of that and said, you know, as a PR guy, really from the moment of diagnosis, I was like, I'm going to be as public about this as possible.
Yeah.
And put it all, the good, the bad, the ugly, the messy, the bloody, the, you know, all out there. And that has kind of been my MO.
Why do you think men, in terms of survival, mm-hmm. take care of yourself, why do men need other guys around them?
Oh, my gosh. So men need other guys for their mental health and, honestly, for their physical health.
For sure. I agree.
We tend to, especially when we're going through something like cancer, tend to isolate, tend to turn inward. We've been societally groomed to John Wayne our way through life.
Just,
you know,
cut it. Just cut it.
Rub some dirt on it and keep moving.
You or the church thing. I'm well, I'm whole, I'm healed, I'm fine.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Tanya? I'm good.
I'm fine. Everything's fine. Meanwhile, you know, everything's fine on the outside. Everything's falling apart on the inside. So I am chairman of the board of an organization called Man Up to Cancer. And our mission is to help men avoid isolation and find connection during cancer. And what we see is, when they find connection during cancer, guess where else they find connection? In the rest of their lives. So
for sure,
they, you know, become friends. They become
lifelong friends.
You know, and sometimes that life is short. My very best friend in the world, Ryan Deeth, God love him, died 2.5 years after we met.
I'm sorry.
Had stage 4 colorectal cancer. And
but you forged a really good friendship with him, though.
We forged this
in a short amount of time.
Truly the strongest friendship I've ever known in my life. And I firmly believe, and we talked about this, God brought us together for those last 2.5 years. And if my only purpose in that friendship was to make those 2.5 years of his, last 2.5 years of his life better, whatever that looked like for him, it was 100% worth it. I would endure that pain again.
I was about to say, even though he's gone and even though that hurt, it's worth the
absolutely. The we yeah. So I consider what we do at Man Up to Cancer as sort of like being a first responder at 9/11, mm-hmm. right? When
that's a good way to put it.
When people are diagnosed with cancer, people who don't understand, people who don't know what to do, run down the steps. We are running up the steps to find the guys mm-hmm. that are hiding under their desks, that are not reaching out for other people. And we, you know, we lose guys. We lose guys almost every day in the organization, and it is painful. But I can see every day how we are making an impact. We get notes from the spouses of guys who have passed away who said, my husband's involvement in Man Up to Cancer changed his life, changed our marriage, changed his relationship with our kids,
yeah.
because he had a place to deal with all of the stuff he wasn't dealing with, mm-hmm. and that changed everything else.
I feel like we've got, a wife of a cancer patient or a daughter of a cancer patient listening right now, who's saying,
for sure,
my husband needs yeah. that. How do you go about helping the man in your life who is struggling with cancer make that connection?
The easiest thing to do is direct them to our website, mm-hmm. manuptocancer.org.
You'll find other friends there.
And you'll find other friends there. We have an online platform, so guys, join our organization.
ManUpToCancer.org.
Everything we do is at no cost. So we do annual retreats. We have cancer care backpacks. We have chapters. There is a Tennessee chapter. It is small. But, you know, we've gone to Nashville for a Predators game. And Man Up to Cancer pays for those tickets. We paid it, you know, because we, again,
because that's not a barrier.
Right. We don't want money to be a barrier to somebody. For mm-hmm. our annual retreat is at no cost. We also provide travel assistance for guys who maybe getting to Pocono Springs, Pennsylvania is a challenge, you know, to get a flight there or whatever. We offer travel assistance to help that not be a barrier, so you can spend a weekend in a camp experience with 200 other guys.
So men get the screening, and ladies, you know how you prompted your man to get that screening.
Yep.
If he's dealing with cancer, prompt him to take the next step and get that support network of men around him.
Absolutely.
ManUpToCancer.org.
Yep.
Today, go to the website. Look it up. Michael, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We so appreciate you. Lisa Solon's going to join us coming up in just about 10 minutes right here on the Bob Bell Show. She is the star of the play Pet, which I first heard her read in her living room with Meg some months ago when it was just a dream, and she turned it into something special. Now it's going to be taking place on campus. For WRJZ Joy Radio, time for the latest in news. Fox News coming up next, brought to you by Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue, your home for Michelin.
It's like having green lights and no traffic all the way to work. We're making your morning drive a little better.
You're locked in to Joy Radio.
But love is a resurrection, and love is a trumpet sound. Love is my weapon.
I love this song.
You like it?
I love this song.
Here we go. WRJZ Joy Radio. Good morning.
There ain't no rain.
Welcome in, my friends.
One thing I love about this song is there's a portion where she says, you know, if you walked out of that grave, I'm walking too.
Because of his resurrection, I will be resurrected.
He has empowered us to overcome anything.
Yeah. America. It is the power of the resurrection. For him who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that God raised him from the dead, that is the sound. WRJZ, Joy Radio, 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. We're all over the world at WRJZ.com. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Lisa Solon. She, of course, I sat in her living room. I don't know what month it was. It was cold, I know that. So Meg and I were invited over for White Chili. She said, I got to read this play to you that I've written for Pat Summitt. I said, really? She goes, and I want you to tear it apart. And correct. There were some Southern euphemisms that weren't in there that needed to be in there that I've heard her say that she would have said. Other than that, she nailed it. And she even put on her wig and, you know, her outfit and everything. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll talk more about that coming up in just a few minutes. From WRJZ, portions of the Bob Bell Show today brought to you by Knox Rail Salvage and Old City Kitchens. Now, if you go to Old City Kitchens and you were to take a photograph of your kitchen with some measurements and send it to them, oldcitykitchens.com, they can literally send you back a rendering of what your kitchen could look like.
It's so exciting we can do that in this day and age.
I love that.
I do too.
And they have professional people who know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Instead of having somebody come all the way out to your house and go, well, let me think. Let me describe this and show you this swatch, and that one look good over there. No, you get the whole picture.
You get the whole thing.
Literally, you get the whole picture.
I love it. Also, Knox Rail Salvage. I mean, where else can you get some doors? You know, you have people telling all the time, well, I got a door prize. I always wanted a door. But, I mean, you could get doors at Keith Window, but, I mean, other than that, no. But you're talking about doors for all different places in your home, your bedrooms, your great rooms, other times. They've got them there. I thought, you don't go to Knoxville Salvage for doors. Yeah, you do. You go to Knoxville Salvage.
You're smart.
There's flooring there. You said, well, that's just flooring just for your shop, right? No.
Good stuff.
For your home. I remember the first time I went in there, Mike Fraser used to run it. It's Joel's father-in-law, Joel Piper's father-in-law. I walked in there, and there was one aisle that had nuts and bolts and screws, which is still there. On the very next aisle, it had baby food. It had things to put together your crib with. Step, like there was like a baby aisle, then the very next aisle.
I'm telling you, it's a great middle-aged date night.
Oh, for fun. it's awesome. Lots of fun. So go there and visit 200 East Magnolia Avenue for Knox Rail Salvage. And Old City Kitchen's just down the hill there, but they're on Jackson Avenue, very close to Covenant Health Park. For WRJZ Joy Radio, Lisa Solon is on with us.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa, I have got a friend for you. I'm telling you, this Tanya Stout Brown. You and Tanya Stout Brown need to get together, and I want you all to write a play and just tell me what you come up with.
Yeah, I'm listening to her thinking, wow, what a dynamo.
No, I'm just a drama queen girl, you know. Takes one to know one.
Oh, listen. She can act. She can sing. If you give her time, she can dance. I mean, you know, I would.
But you know, one thing I haven't done, I haven't seen your show. So tell us about it for people like me who don't know what this is all about.
Well, it's very exciting. I didn't know in the beginning what I was getting into, but I started writing it in 2019. And then finished it January and February of last year. Had Bob Bell come by with his wife and some friends, and they listened to it. They gave me a thumbs up. So Bob opened the door, introduced me to Roger Cunningham, who introduced me to the Pat Summitt Foundation, and Joan Cronin. They all came to the house and heard the play.
All right, now we're going to stop you right there. We're going to pick up with the rest of the story. Because on June 18th, now we move the play on campus of the University of Tennessee, right?
You got it.
Hang on just a minute. We'll be back in a few moments. Lisa Solon, the writer and performer in the play, Pat. That's a pretty good name. We'll be back in just a few moments.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Not all my instincts, they return, and the cloud for sky, so soon we'll burn, without a
WRJZ Joy Radio. Good morning. It's 7:42. 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock, the incomparable playwright and performer, Lisa Solon, is on the air with me. Lisa, was it February or January when we sat in your house and we ate some white chili and you sat and did the entire play for us in your living room?
That's right.
Wow.
And you gave me the title of the play. It was going to be The Redhead from Henrietta. And you said, why not just call it that?
Because in this area, everybody knows.
Even
somebody who's not that much into sports is going to know who Pat is.
That's right.
He's pointing at me because I'm not athletic. But, you know, of course, I know who she was. But another layer here for me, Lisa, is that my father died of Alzheimer's about a decade ago. And so, you know, weaving that in, talk a little bit about this show that you do.
Well, a portion of the ticket sales is going to go toward the Pat Summitt Foundation. And they do a great job helping people that have had a diagnosis of that in their family know that they're not alone. They come alongside of them. They help out with caregiving support, and they do constant research and trying to get rid of this horrible diagnosis that a lot of us have been impacted by. My own father had Alzheimer's, so I understand it's a difficult thing, but together we can do it.
And I love that you're performing this around the longest day, because that's a real emphasis for Alzheimer's awareness, the longest day.
It is. The other thing I wanted to ask, here you are, a girl from Indiana, right? And you,
Illinois.
Close. That's one of those I states.
One of those northern states
them,
that starts with an I.
One of those states that's real flat and all that kind of stuff.
They're interchangeable to us down here.
We don't know. We're
just kidding, sort of.
So you're from Illinois. You played basketball, of course.
Yeah.
And you were very athletic. As a matter of fact, she'll swing by the golf course and sometimes she'll say, my husband and I are on number four, Bob. Do you want to come out and say hi to us?
Yes. And one time you did, and we talked over the fence.
But anyway, she was very athletic. She was in high school playing basketball. But how did you come to be enamored with writing this play called Pat? What was it that made you say, you know, I got to put this down on paper, and maybe I'm the one who should perform it?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's interesting. You know, playwrights generally gravitate towards certain subjects, but I tend to not write about what most people are writing about. But in this area of the country, it seems that people tend to really like what I'm interested in as well. I wrote the one-man show about Sergeant York.
Yes.
And now this one about Pat. And I had no intention of playing her. I was just going to write the play. And at one point I got discouraged and I walked into, I think it was a Carm over there by Costco, and there was a red short wig for sale. And I thought, you know what? I think that's a sign from God. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but I thought for sure that was a sign. So I brought the wig home and stuck it on and then started doing some of the lines. I thought, Lisa, you know, I showed the video to some friends of me just fooling around, and they said, you've got to play the role.
I started saying, did your husband call a doctor or something?
Oh, yeah. No, listen, girl, let me tell you, I know exactly what you're talking about, because it doesn't sound crazy at all, because when I've done faith-based plays and things over the years, you would not believe how many times I've been in a thrift store, and boom, the exact thing that I need, the prop, the wig, the costume piece, it's there. Our creator,
here you go.
Bob and I were just talking about it's important to be creative for the creator when he blesses you in that area, and I'm so glad that you are doing exactly that.
Yeah, I think if you pay attention, and I think people, when they lose hope, they stop paying attention to the little tiny miracles that are all around them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you wouldn't believe the doors that have been opening. ESPN is filming the show.
Mm-hmm. You're
they're
kidding
coming
me.
And they're, no. And VIPs are coming nearly every night. I don't know if your listening audience knows this, but Michelle Marciniak is now the CEO of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And when I booked the Jenny Boyd Theater, I had no idea that the timing of it was right in sync with the 8 inductees to the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, which includes Candace Parker.
You didn't know, but God did. We're going to take a break
here.
That's
amazing. Wow.
We're going to come back. Lisa, stay where you are, because I want to finish this up on the other side here at WRJZ, brought to you in part by Knox Rail Salvage, Old City Kitchens. All you have to do is go to oldcitykitchens.com for more information about what they can do for you. But the Play Pat starts on the 18th, right?
You got it.
All right, we're going to give the times out at the Jenny Boyd Theater here at WRJZ with this girl who has this wonderful Illinois accent. But I'm going to, hey, on the other side, I'm going to get you to say some lines in Pat, okay?
All right.
She's good. She's going to do some Clarksville for us right here at WRJZ from Henrietta, Tennessee. More coming up in a few moments. The last leg of the Bob Bell Show on the way.
Make us your soundtrack for summer. This is Joy Radio.
Today I've got so much to be thankful for.
That's another camp song this year.
Yes, it is. I know the motions already.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
I should know that.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Tanya Stout Brown is with us. Bob Bell, along with Lisa Solon, playwright and star of the play Pat at the Jenny Boyd Theater, opening up June 18th. That is coming up tomorrow. Hey, or I should say day after tomorrow, right? Yeah, day after Thursday. So what time Thursday, and where's the Jenny Boyd Theater?
The Jenny Boyd Theater is a brand new, top-of-the-line, unbelievable theater complex that was just built. Calvin McLean, who's directing the play, Pat, helped in its design. And, of course, Randy Boyd made a significant contribution. So the theater is named after his wife. And you guys know he owns the baseball team here.
Yes.
He also is the president of UT. So the Jenny Boyd Theater is on the campus of UT, right where a theater should be, that's going to house the play Pat.
I just think this is so good, because when you did the play in front of us, going back to your house in January of that year, Meg and I are sitting there. And about, 20 minutes into it, my jaw just drops. Because this Illinois girl gets it. You understood some of the euphemisms coming from. I corrected you on maybe two things, and that's it.
Yes.
A Southerner would say this, or Pat would say this, because I've heard her say it myself, and I've interviewed her before. But other than that, you just took off, and you were the character. It showed me how much you studied, how much you paid attention to her, what kind of feelings you thought she might have. She loved her dad, but her dad was a rough as a cob, wasn't he?
Oh yeah. And you learn about a lot about him and her relationship with him in the play. One thing I wanted to do is let people know how Pat Summitt got to be Pat Summitt.
Yes.
And the whole first act is before she was hired at UT. So, you know, from a little girl up until the age of 24. And it is really an inspiring play about the human condition and determination and what a person has to do to overcome their own background, their own insecurities, and do something of significance in this world. It is not easy. It comes from hard work, and that's what she was all about.
It sounds like this has had an impact on you personally.
Well, it has. I think, you know, I think Maria Cornelius, who wrote the book about her last season, which is in its 10th year being re-released, she talks about it, that you can't know Pat Summitt or to have come in contact with her and study her life without being impacted by her. And I think that's true with all truly great people. If you allow it, they can inspire you, because everybody that's great wants that for other people.
And you look at the people like Michelle Marciniak, Kelly Harper, some of the others who have been in close contact and coached by Pat, and look at the coaching tree that she's developed, and just women leadership that she has developed over the decades because they came in contact. She held herself to a high degree of accountability, so she held her players to a high degree of accountability, but it came out of love, and they knew it. Rick Barnes is very much like that. It's interesting because they're two people from two different worlds, even though Rick comes from North Carolina, an old country boy from Hickory. But, man, Pat Summitt, her relationship with her father, he demanded that she get everything done on the farm first before she played that old basketball.
You got to tell us how to get tickets for this show, Lisa.
Yeah, how do we get tickets?
Yeah, so it opens June 18th. It closes the 28th. And during that time, there's 10 shows, primarily Thursday through Saturday nights at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. But we added a performance for the 8 inductees to the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame.
Wow.
On June 27th at 1 p.m. And guess who's coming to that show?
Who?
All the Lady Vols basketball players and the coach.
Oh.
So Kim Caldwell's going to go.
They're all coming. And you know why? Because they want to make sure that those young girls understand what it takes to be a winner.
Yeah.
So they're bringing them to the show to get to know Pat Summitt. Isn't that exciting?
That's fantastic.
I think that's a great idea because it's also going to help them understand where that culture comes from. And Kim Caldwell knows. She's Kim Caldwell's only 38 years old.
And when are they coming?
They're coming at the 1 o'clock performance on the 27th, mm-hmm. June 27th.
I think about this.
And ESPN is filming it, and Michelle Marciniak is coming twice. Joan Cronin is coming four times.
Wow.
And I'm not going to tell you all the other people are coming because it wouldn't be fair to them and their privacy. But
okay.
But I'm telling you, if you come to the show, you're going to be sitting next to some exciting people.
Hey,
you're not going to want to miss this show.
I think we're going to have somebody exciting up on stage. I think that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, man. She's going to be rocking it. And by the way, Lisa, congratulations. You have learned the stare. I mean, it's stone cold.
That Sports Illustrated
right.
stare.
When you did that to me at your
stare.
House, yeah, you did that to me at your house, I almost ran out the back door. I was like,
I don't know about you all, but I want to win a national championship.
Yes.
And I don't think they're in as good a shape as we are either. All right. Things that have to happen. Your defense has got to be better. Candace Parker, you better deny the middle of the floor every time, 100%. Who's ever up there, deny the middle of the court. And when they take shots, they need to take contested shots. We need to put a physical presence into them. A body on everybody, all right? Because, I mean, on the boards right now, it's 24-23 them. How's that, Bob?
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
That's awesome.
I'm convinced. And I promise you, Pat Summitt would be smiling if she were alive today. She would be very pleased.
I hope so.
No, she would be very pleased.
I hope so.
Because you do her memory well, and I think that's why this has taken off so much. Thank you. God bless you, Lisa Solden. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Lisa Solden.
Have a great day.
Lisa Solden, writer and performer, star of the play Pat, starting on Thursday. Jenny Boyd Theater. Look it up at WRJZ. Tanya Stout-Brown, thank you so much. It's been fun.
It's been great.
For WRJZ, Dave Clabo, excellent job as usual. Until tomorrow, the Bob Bell Show, we're going to talk about a special announcement we're going to make on June 22nd, which will be Monday. It's a Bob Bell Show, well, it's an exclusive announcement for the Bob Bell Show. Are you curious? We'll talk to Michael Woolworth of Bible League tomorrow, by the way, at WRJZ. Until then, Bob, along with the rest of the crew, saying now go out and do Jesus to someone today.